Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Abortion was a big focus throughout the second day of Judge Amy Coney Barrett's Senate confirmation hearing. As NPR's Sarah McCammon tells us, much could be at stake for abortion rights if Barrett is confirmed.
It's impossible to predict for certain how a potential justice will rule on a given issue, but that didn't stop Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee from pressing Barrett about her views on abortion. California Senator Dianne Feinstein asked Barrett about Roe v. Wade, the 1973 decision that legalized abortion nationwide.
Senator, I completely understand why you are asking the question, but again, I can't pre-commit or say, yes, I'm going in with some agenda because I'm not.
If confirmed, Barrett would be the third Trump nominee on the court, which already has a conservative majority. Nationwide surveys show a majority of Americans support leaving Roe v. Wade in place. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
Early voting for the November election got underway in Texas today. In Houston, people in line to cast their ballots were determined to be heard. Here's voter Michael Parga.
It's very critical that people go out and vote. And I hope that everyone is voting Republican for President Trump.
And voter Emily Corwin said she supports Joe Biden.
I think people are amped up. My desire to be really passionate about this election is that all of our rights are on the line.
There were long lines across the state as Texas was one of just five states that did not significantly expand mail-in voting this year. A militia group charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer also discussed Virginia Governor Ralph Northam. As Roberto Rolon with member station VPM reports, the revelation came from an FBI agent during a hearing in Michigan today.
The FBI agent testified that two of the six men charged in the Michigan case also met with other militia members in June. At the meeting, they discussed taking a sitting governor and mentioned Whitmer and Northam by name. At a press conference in Richmond, Northam blamed President Trump's rhetoric.
These threats are not coming, and this rhetoric is not coming from another country. It's coming from Washington, and that I regret, and it needs to stop.
There's no indication that Northam was ever in imminent danger or that there was an active plot. In a statement, a White House spokesperson said the president has, quote, continually condemned white supremacy and all forms of hate and accused Northam of sowing division. For NPR News, I'm Roberto Roldan in Richmond.
When the full Senate resumes session next week, topic A will be coronavirus relief. Despite repeated starts and stops on stimulus legislation, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today promised the Senate will take a test procedural vote Monday aimed at moving forward with a relief bill. President Trump is pushing congressional Republicans to, quote, go big with COVID relief. The Dow was down 157 points today. This is NPR. The Supreme Court has stopped the once-a-decade headcount of every U.S. resident from continuing through the end of October. The Trump administration had argued the 2020 census needed to end immediately, so the Census Bureau had enough time to crunch the numbers before a congressionally mandated year-end deadline for turning in figures to determine the number of congressional seats in each state. Cuba, Russia, and China have secured places for themselves on the U.N. Human Rights Council. Advocacy groups are sounding dismayed, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Russia and Cuba ran unopposed, and China had little competition in its regional group. Human rights groups say the only good news is that Saudi Arabia lost its bid to join the Geneva-based council. Lou Charbonneau, who tracks the UN for Human Rights Watch, says Saudi Arabia's loss is a reminder of the need for more competition in UN elections. U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft says the results validate the Trump administration's decision to leave what she calls a deeply corrupted body. She describes the Human Rights Council as a haven for despots and dictators hostile to Israel. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News.
A couple of high-profile coronavirus positive tests in the sports world. In Las Vegas, top-ranked golfer Dustin Johnson is out of the CJ Cup after a positive test. He's golf's leading player this year after winning the FedEx Cup last month. And international soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo tested positive for coronavirus, although he's reportedly symptom-free. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.